What's happening, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast episode. As always, most of the time, killing two birds with one stone here and out walking the dogs and recording this podcast. So just a pre-warning that we could get interrupted at some point by a barking dog coming across some other people, coming across some other dogs, many different scenarios, possibly. So just wanted to get that in there first of all. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the things that I'm going to be doing for myself personally, now that it's September, to drive me towards my goals for the last quarter of the year, and those same things that I'll be doing with my clients to help them do the same. Now, I always think it's quite a good September. You know, you've probably enjoyed your summer. Maybe, hopefully, you've been on holiday. Maybe you've had the kids off with you. Always pretty stressful, always pretty hectic. But, and it's always quite welcome when September comes back around and the kids are starting school. So I've got one child starting a completely new school and one child starting school for the first time. So quite a lot of change this September, and one potentially going to be starting nursery soon as well. So a lot. And I think it's quite a good idea, because it's like the new school year, to kind of look at September how we would kind of look at January with your diet, weight loss and all those kind of goals, is as a new start, a fresh start, ready to push yourself towards the end of the year. So there's about 12 weeks now until Christmas, till the end of the year. Crazy, I know. So I think it's always a good way to look at this as a fresh start with everything. So here are the things that I'm personally doing, gonna do, and that I'm gonna get my clients to do that I'm working with at the moment. First of all, is to wipe the slate clean, you know, with the summer. Don't be concerned with how much weight maybe you've put on over the summer, with how you maybe wasn't as good with things like exercise and your diet over the summer. I always stress to my clients that the summer is going to be slightly different. It's maybe not the easiest time of the year to focus on weight loss, but we would still focus on that goal with clients, but maybe say to them that it might slow down slightly. Or maybe we might be better off just looking at maintaining where we've got to, something that maybe you've not done before in a summer, because most people just completely give up. And there's still small things that you can do, but starting with a clean slate. So if you haven't had the greatest summer food-wise, exercise-wise, maybe you've gained a bit of weight, maybe you've gained a bit more weight than you would have liked, clean slate. And that's the first thing. Forget about that. This is now a fresh start from September. Then what you want to do is set yourself some goals for this next 12 weeks. So with all of my clients, new ones and ones that have been working with me for a long time, we've used the beginning of September and kind of back to school. So any of them have got kids, you know, once they're back to school, as a way of setting some new goals. Let's review your old goals that you set. Have you managed to achieve them up till now? Is there still a little way to go with them? Have your goals changed since the beginning of summer or the beginning of the year? Maybe now your goals are slightly different. So readdress those things. Look at your goals and think about what you want to be achieving over these next 12 weeks. Because what that is going to do is, it's going to help you realign with your reasons as to why you want to go on a diet in the first place. It's going to help you realign with things when challenges come up over these next 3 months. Now, the good thing about it, I find, is that there's two avenues. It's either very tempting to look at it like, right, we're coming into the winter now, going to be wearing more clothes, not thinking about going on holiday. There's more sort of warm and hearty cooking going on, maybe less socializing. So I'm going to completely take my foot off the gas and gain that kind of winter weight. Okay, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is, right, I've got less social stuff going on, less reasons to be going out to eat, etc. And it's going to be easier for me to now knuckle down on this weight loss goal. And then what I can do, come next summer, I'm already ahead of the curve instead of leaving it till the last minute. And also, I'm going to be able to go on holiday feeling even more comfortable, happier with myself, happier and more confident with my body than I did this summer, because I've used the whole of the winter, instead of going completely off the rails, I've used it as a time to really knuckle down. And that's what I said with a lot of my clients coming up to the summer. They've got the kids off, they've got more holidays, they've got more socializing going on. Okay, let's focus on maintaining where you've got to for now. Let's not worry too much about weight loss, okay? Take your foot off the gas ever so slightly, maybe increase your calories so you're back up to more of kind of a maintenance, so that you have that extra buffer of calories to enjoy yourself. And then come September, you can knuckle back down with that diet, you know, go back into a slightly stronger deficit and start charging in the weight loss come the winter, because it's easier, because the kids are back at school, you have more of that time to yourself back. There's a general bit more of a normal routine within your household, and you'd have less social events. You have less, you know, holidays and things that are typically out of the ordinary, and you can get back into your normal habits, your normal routines. So look at it more like, okay, I'm going to drive this now, this weight loss goal, through the winter, really knuckle down when it's slightly easier, and then reap the rewards come next summer, okay? Planning. So getting back to planning. So with a lot of my clients, myself, it's all about a diet and exercise and introducing healthy lifestyle behaviors is a lot easier when everything is more planned, okay? So again, going back to it, the summer's been a bit crazy. Things aren't like normal. Kids are off. You're having more time off work. Work's maybe quieter because of the summer. There's maybe more stress because of that. All these different things. And your normal plan's gone out the window. So let's look at get back to planning. Okay, with all my clients, I encourage them to plan their week's food. Okay, because if you do that, then you don't leave anything to chance. You've already ticked off one of the biggest things. Your diet is going to be a lot easier to stick to if you spent a little bit of time sitting down at the beginning of the week and planning what you're going to eat over the next 7 days. You know, and you don't have to stick to it exactly. You know, if you said, oh, I'm going to have chicken fajitas on Thursday night, and Thursday night comes along and you don't really fancy eating it, have something else with the ingredients you got, okay? Or change it to another day. But it helps knowing these are the breakfasts that I'm going to have most of the week. This is what I'm going to have for lunch most of the week. These are the different scenarios that are coming up during my week. You know, I work from home Mondays and Fridays, but Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, I'm in the office. So lunch is going to be either taking something into work, or it's going to be buying food out. Plan that. Where are you going to go? What are you going to buy? How can you make sure that fits into your calories? How can you make sure that that contains enough protein, contains enough fiber, helps keep you feeling nice and full? Plan all of these things, and your diet will become 10 times easier to stick to as a result of that. What people easily do is they fall into the trap of not planning and then kind of picking up food as they go along. I'm in the office today. It gets to lunchtime. You're starving, hungry. You go out. Maybe you're short on time because you've got to get back for a meeting, so you haven't got as long as you normally have for lunch. So you go to the place that's nearest to work. Maybe that's a McDonald's, just as an example. Not the most ideal thing for you to be eating on your diet. If you'd already thought about it, planned it, maybe there's some things in prep which are a bit better than fall in line with your diet. Maybe you walk past that on the station on the way to work and you could have grabbed it then. Planning is just going to help things. Again, another thing that people commonly do is don't think about what they're necessarily going to eat for dinner all week. So they find themselves falling into the trap of picking the kids up from school, or just before you pick the kids up from school, having to go to the supermarket and grab dinner for that night. Now, depending if you're in a rush or not, you may not have given it much thought, and you may be buying something that's more convenient rather than something that's more optimal for your goals. Maybe it might get to Thursday night, and because you've been going and buying dinner on a whim every night up until then, and you're like, it's nearly the end of the week, it's nearly the weekend, it's Thursday, let's order a takeaway tonight. Again, that sort of thing wouldn't have happened if you'd already planned and thought about this stuff. So it's getting back into those habits, because again, probably from September, you're going to be less socializing going on. People tend to start to knuckle down a bit more with spending and stuff because they're thinking about Christmas and all the other things coming up. Well, they haven't got much money left after the summer, so you're just generally typically a bit quieter on the social front. So start planning, get that plan back in place. It's going to make your diet so much easier. And the same with your exercise. Try and plan when you're going to be working out. Okay. For me personally, it is back to my non-negotiables, which is trying to go for a walk every single day, which typically is walking the dogs. Broke my Apple Watch a few months back. I gave it to the baby to play with in a restaurant. Bad idea, smash the screen. So I don't actually know how many steps a day I do, but I know that from before, when I go out and walk the dogs, there's a few places that I tend to walk them, so I tend to do the same sort of routes all the time, that I'm easily hitting about 10,000 steps a day, give or take. Okay, so that's a non-negotiable. Try and get out on a walk every single day. Minimum of 3 resistance training workouts per week. So no matter how busy my week is, I have to try and squeeze those 3 workouts in. And that doesn't have to be 3 60-minute workouts. One week, if things are crazy, crazy busy, that could be 3 10-minute workouts. But something is always better than nothing. This is what I always say to my clients. This is how you get out of that kind of all or nothing mentality that people get stuck into, is something is always better than nothing. At the end of the day, if I wanted to do a 60-minute gym workout but really didn't have time that day, and instead I decided I'm going to do 30 push-ups and 30 pull-ups, that's better than nothing. This way. And it's looking at things like that. But they're my non-negotiables. There'll be weeks when I do more than that, but they're added bonuses. So these are the 3 main things that I'm getting, that I'm focusing on myself, which will take me closer to my goals towards the end of the year, and that I'm getting my clients to focus on. Becoming clear cut with what your goal is for the next 12 weeks so that you can realign with why you're doing things. And like I said, things may have changed and there may be a different reason from why you were doing it before. Planning, get back to planning more, planning things out, taking back control, making sure that you leave less things to chance. And then having a set thing of non-negotiables. Okay, and there could be other things you throw in there with those non-negotiables, which are going to lead to a healthier version of yourself. That could be drinking a certain amount of water a day. That could be trying to get a certain amount of hours sleep. So now you have to reintroduce a bit of a bedtime. We all know what it's like. The bedtime routines go to crap over the summer with the kids. You end up letting them stay up much later than you normally would because it's just easier. So now everybody needs to get back into that bedtime routine. Kids could do a going to bed earlier because of school, and you could do a going to bed earlier because it's going to make you achieving what you want to achieve easier if you feel fresher and have more energy. So there it is. That's what I'm going to be focusing on. That's what you should be focusing on, potentially. That's what my clients are going to be focusing on. And for the next 12 weeks, leading up to Christmas, if you need help losing weight, getting in shape, giving yourself that structure, working on your behaviors around dieting, losing weight leading up to Christmas, getting a head start on next summer body, then reach out to me in the show notes via Instagram, pop me a DM. I'm currently opening up spaces for my Lean Life Back to School program, which is working with me one-on-one online for the next 12 weeks, starting from September, leading up to Christmas. Reach out to me if you're interested in one of those spaces, and we'll have a little chat and see if it is going to work for you and if we're a good fit to work together. Apart from that, thank you for tuning in to another podcast episode, and I'll catch you in the next one.